is Richard Wilson of Mad Shelley Films, and you're listening to Inspirato Projecto Radio.
It is now December 14th. Philly Ocean is about to pick me up shortly. Yachtly Crew has a show tonight at the Canyon, if I'm not mistaken, in Santa Clarita. Last night our show was in Pasadena at a place called Newer for a company called Ready Pack. I'm pretty sure that's the name of the company. They make a lot of the salads that you will see, the ready-made salads in your favorite, or if you'd like to pronounce it the European way, favorite produce section. So we were there at a place called Noor, which is interesting because it's right next door to The Rose, which is owned by the same folks who own the Canyon in Santa Clarita, which is owned by the same folks who own the Canyon Club in Agoura Hills. I believe The Rose is where Mario Lopez came out to see us play. Tommy Post, too. It's after seeing our show there that they decided to hire Yachtly Crew for last year's holiday party. Ooh, I just thought of something. Wouldn't it be interesting if you had a holiday party? Holiday. I'm sure everyone's thought about that already, but it'd be fun. Holiday party where people dress up as werewolf versions of their favorite Santa characters. Imagine that, a Santa Claus who looks like a werewolf, elves who look like werewolves, Mrs. Claus who looks like a werewolf, all of them. Reindeer. Oh, man. Werewolf reindeer? Amazing. Whoa. I think I just struck upon an idea. We hear about werewolves. We hear about these very... Okay. Oh, my gosh. Ooh. I'm struck with an idea. Imagine, like, kind of like in a typical werewolf fashion, instead of turning into a werewolf, a person turned into a reindeer. Their face, they grow the antlers. Oh my God. I don't know if that's out there in the world yet. But if it's not, you heard it here first, folks. As always, if you happen to hear an idea on Inspirato Projecto that strikes your fancy and you want to make it into something, I have no issues with that. Just let me know about it, please. Please let me know about it. I'd love to collaborate on it with you. Send me an email to inspiratoprojecto@gmail.com. Send me any audio you got, for that matter. Send me the sounds of you speaking your poetry. Send me your music. I would say, you know, keep it around 4 minutes. That's a good amount. I'll shuffle it into the podcast. A few little droplets of water falling from the sky. So I'm wondering if this is a preemptive strike before the big waterfall. I would say it's probably 60? Maybe around 60 right now. I don't normally give weather reports, but when I do, you shall hear it here first. You will not hear it here last. One thing's for certain. You will not hear it here last. You will hear it here first. Oh, by the way, let me check through my text messages right now. I forwarded it back off to a bunch of people. Oh, I think my brother Josh sent it to me. No, wait. Who sent it to me? Oh, yes, my buddy Lawrence August. Wait. Oh, yeah. Okay. So, this is the article that Lawrence August, my music collaborator, he sent me this. This is funny, because this was actually, this is actually an article from January 18th, 2017. So, that's something to think about. Here we go. CIA uploads millions of classified documents to its website, including information on UFOs and psychic powers. The Stargate remote viewing program aimed to explore whether humans could be taught to be psychic. I mean, this is incredible. This is amazing. It's so interesting when we think about... Looks like Philly is here. I know he likes to rest his voice, so we will most likely not interview him. We will talk later. We will talk later. Guest list. We shall see if that many people show up tonight. Because wouldn't that be dynamite? Wouldn't that be dynamite?
Arnak on a roll. This audience would laugh at Dinosaur backing into a meat thermometer. Zippity doodah.
Zippity doodah.
That's what I said. How do you tell Marcello Mastroianni his doodah is opening?
Wow.
Mount Baldy.
Mount Baldy.
What do you do if you play horsey with Don Rickles?
Oh, jeez. The audience realizes you're what he
holy
said.
Man, get your weather girl in trouble.
His own personal laugh track.
Three Dog Night. What's a bad night for a tree? Describe talk shows. UCLA.
UCLA.
What happens when there isn't any smog?
Gotta get down. So, as you can hear, there's a sound check going on right now. Santa Clarita. I had this idea. What if there's a character whose parents never severed the umbilical cord? I mean, you know, basically they kind of left it dangling from their belly button. So there really isn't any belly button, but they're just a umbilical cord dangling. I wonder what would happen. Is it possible to keep that umbilical cord attached? That's something. Something to think about. George, George of the jungle, strong as he can be. George of the jungle. Watch out for that tree. Watch out for that tree. Of the jungle, strong as you can be. Hey, George of the jungle, and ba 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 ba. Watch out for that tree. Watch out for that tree.
It had become a part of my body, an extension of my senses.
Mario Lopez.
And at the same time, it even became a part
Ooh,
of my
Mario Lopez
image.
Extra.
Uh-huh. Dude, that's awesome. That is awesome. The guy who can see in color, God.
Can hear in color.
Oh, hear in color. And dream in it. Dude,
he
thank you. I listen to color.
That's kind of crazy.
Wow. Now, just imagine now, there's got to be some way where we could actually see what that person is seeing.
Here we go.
Welcome to the Yatli Game of Chance. Some may think it's some sort of dance. Welcome to the Yachtly Game of Chance. Some may think it's some sort of dance. Welcome to the Yachtly Game of Chance. Some may think it's some sort of dance. Welcome to the Yachtly Game of Chance. Some may think it's some sort of dance. Welcome to the Yachtly Game of Chance. Some may think it's some sort of dance. Welcome to the Yachtly Game of Chance. Some may think it's some sort of dance.
Yeah.
you Uber?
Yes. Oh, there you go.
That was really fast.
I know, right?
If you happen to like live music, this is a yacht rock band I'm in called Yachtly Crew. We play like Michael McDonald and Christopher Cross and all the great, you know, love songs from the 70s and 80s. And it's just good. It's just good vibes and good people all around. Yeah, you gotta check it out. We play a lot of free shows all over the place, too. Hello there. Take care, ladies. Thanks, you too. How's your morning unfolding so far? Am I your first ride of the day, or?
No.
What time did you start?
It was 7.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You're an early bird.
Yeah, actually, I went to LAX, from LAX back to here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, how does that work, like, over by the airport? Do you sometimes pick up a few... like, do you make a loop? Like, oh, we pick this person up, we take him back, and you go right back to LAX, or?
If you're close by, yeah, it's worth it. If no, you're not going to drive empty all the way to LAX.
Oh, it's not worth it. Yeah, that makes sense.
You have to drive, like, 25 miles. Wherever you go, you stay, it's better.
So how long have you been driving Uber?
About 5 years.
Oh, cool. So you must like it so far.
So far, I'm doing as a part-time.
What else do you like to do outside of Uber?
There's a other company. I mean, a warehouse.
A warehouse?
Yeah, it's a company warehouse, like, organizing everything.
Oh, okay. Did you drive the forklift?
No.
So in addition to working at the warehouse, what else do you like to do? What are some of your hobbies or talents?
Well, I used to be a mechanic, auto mechanic, which that was my first job. Repair, like, engine, transmission, like, do brakes, everything.
Oh, would you say that's one of your passions, is putting the engines together?
Yeah, I take care of my own car by myself.
Oh, that's great. You don't have to take it in a mechanic. That's fantastic.
I have a friend which is his mechanic too. He has a place. Whenever I needed to do something, take it over there.
Did you go to school for that? Did you take any mechanic classes in high school or anything?
Yeah, I have a smog license too. Like, do for smog inspection of the car.
Oh.
Like pollution, those things.
Mm-hmm.
I have a license. Actually, now it's expired. But I got it 2003. But it expired. I work until 2013. I done the smog, like, mechanical, and after that I quit.
Do you like having a job like Uber where you know, you kind of make your own rules? You can wake up when you want, go, you know, drive. Do you have a certain schedule? Some of these Uber drivers I talk to, they have like a certain schedule. They wake up at a certain time.
Usually, yes. Like, I start early morning. Then, because another job, it started after like 11 morning.
Uh-huh.
I start early morning Uber, like, to maybe like 8, 9, 10 o'clock. Then go home, then a little bit rest, then back to my other job.
Oh, so you have your other job today, too.
Not today.
Right?
The 5 days a week.
Oh,
weekend. Yeah, from Monday to Friday. But today, like Saturday and Sunday, I do a little bit like just Uber.
Mm-hmm.
But I always wake up early morning. I can't sleep.
What's the... dream, like, if you know, sometimes auto mechanics have that dream car that they'd like to put together or work on or fix on. Do you have any of those?
It's better like classic cars.
Mm-hmm.
I like Chevys, like, you know, the GM, like, those are like SS model, you know. Those are because I'm originally I'm Armenian from Iran.
Mm-hmm.
I start by mechanic from there, and there's a lot of American car over there, like muscle car.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the people like fixing and like back to old model 19, like 73, 75, 77, like Camaro, like what else? Like Cadillac, Eldorado.
Oh, some of those big cars, right?
Yeah,
they really, back in the day, they really built them nice and sturdy, huh? They were really,
like iron.
Holy cow. Yeah.
No plastic at that time.
Right, my gosh. And they would have those really cool fins, and, man. Would you ever want to work on, like, let's say a Ferrari, anything like that?
Not really, no. I love to, but never have a like, because it's not too many of them.
Have you ever built your own car from the ground up?
No. No. Always like upgraded, you know, like front end, rear end, or like engine, but not started from one car, you know, as a project.
That'd be neat to, it would feel like such an accomplishment if, you know, to be able to build a car from the ground up, all the nuts and bolts, all the little wires, all the hoses, every little tiny little doot-doot-doot, all little circuits, you know, and all that stuff.
Well, the first thing, you need a place, you know. You have to have it like your own place, then it started little by little.
You ever go to the movies?
Movies?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah. What was the most recent one you saw?
Let me see. It was maybe a couple of months ago. Let me see. What movie was that? Oh, I forgot, but... in Glendale.
Was it science fiction or drama or...
No. No, it's not science fiction, it's not drama, it was, I don't remember at this moment.
What kind of movies do you like most?
Well, I watch all kind of movie, but most of them like action.
Oh, yeah. You ever watch horror films?
Horror? Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
But I don't, my wife... She likes like.
Oh yeah, she likes the horror films.
Film, yeah, but I'm not. I'm watching, but I'm not my favorite.
Yeah, you can turn here.
This one.
Yeah. And then the street you'll be turning. Oh yeah, there it is. Yeah, that's the one you're gonna turn left on.
This one.
Yes.
You're in the movie business.
I help co-organize. I help put together a film festival.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be at the end of the street on the right side. I'll let you know when to stop. But yeah, I like helping put this film festival together, and I'm in, right here, this spot right here. Thank you, thank you. I'm in a fun band. Let's see. I wonder if I have a card in here. Okay. Do you ever go out and see live music? You ever go to, you go see live shows?
Yeah.
This is, here we are, Yachtly Crew.
Okay.
And so we sing like 70s and 80s, Michael McDonald and Billy Ocean and Steely Dan, all kinds of good music. So we play a lot of free shows around town too. So if you ever find yourself out there.
I appreciate it.
All right, thanks for the ride.
You're welcome.
Thanks, you too. Take care. You're welcome. Woo!
so proud of you for what you've done with this whole situation. You're a mad scientist. You can't believe what you've done. You've stirred this cosmic soup. You've got this whole... Look at all of these amazing connections. It's like a freaking constellation of great minds. Authentic, integrity, you know, just real. By the time you hear this podcast, the party will be over with already.
Oh, okay. That'll be all right. I don't think I'll have the sound effects.
You can hear everybody kind of dialing in, getting things tuned in, figured out. In the town of where is this? What town is this?
Long town.
What is it? Long Beach.
Ah, oh, that's right. Yeah, Long Beach. We're gonna rock and roll. Yeah, that's if Tron was in a band. That sounds like the kind of music Tron would make. Oh! Oh, that sounds cool! That's good! Oh my god!
Welcome to Inspirado Projecto!
Right. It's like, hey, how you doing there?
Has to be reminded. Yeah.
Henry Ford or whatever.
Stillwater.
It's like that movie, The Devil Wears Prada, where like, see, they have to tell like who these people.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my god.
Because sometimes it's just overwhelming if you don't really.
It is. It's tricky.
You know, it's unless you really kind of know somebody. You know, many times people come to me, they're like, "Hey, man, how you been, man? You guys played a great show." Thanks. And I look at my wife, and she's all, you know, she knows that look.
Wow.
When I give her that look, like.
Yeah.
She's like, that's my fucking
coworker. Yeah.
I know.
I know. I know. What the fuck?
No. But she does.
Hey, Diane, Susan. Yeah.
No, so it's like Bud or dude. Hey, Bud. Yeah. How you been? Ah, dude, I haven't seen you in a while. What's going on, man?
Exactly.
What up, bro?
Yeah. What up, bro?
Pull the Blake Shelton card. How you doing, sis?
Yeah. Good to see you again, sis.
Then we start passing out "Hello, my name is" name tags before the show, so everyone puts their names
put tags on everybody.
You know, Stillwater. You know, January 3rd.
Reference.
Oh yeah, you're that guy. Yeah.
I feel bad sometimes when I'm not remembering who certain people are.
Yeah.
But sometimes people just come right up to you and there's like. But I was shocked. Remember, I was just saying, my wife just says, "Do you have any ideas for your Christmas, for me, for my gifts?"
Yeah.
Like, I'm like,
yeah. She just texts you.
Yeah. Anyways.
I'm just starting to just assume that I've already seen them before. I'm like, oh my gosh, you, right? At
yeah.
the, I met you before, you know? And so that way I get the jump on it, you know?
Yeah, it's, exactly. It's yeah, you get the jump on it before yeah. they start going like, hey.
Hey, it's good to see you again.
It's me, the curtain.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Tony. Tony.
Me, remember?
Look.
Remember? I'm the guy who's on stage.
Yeah. You gotta get your hat. You're like, look,
yeah,
I
yeah,
put on
yeah.
my jacket. Remember?
Remember, you're in the audience. I was on stage.
What's that?
You have anything you need? Do you need another one of those?
Sure.
Oi, Captain.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Would you like anything?
Maybe some coffee, please.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Oh, wow. Awesome.
Captain?
Blasting
Captain?
The coffee
for
you. Captain? Oh, yeah. Are you coffee?
See you later, alligator. I'm out of here.
Oh, my gosh. About it.
Sky rocket.
You gotta do the...
Yeah.
Hey, are we coming up on the 2-year anniversary pretty soon?
Yeah.
January.
Got a situation here. I'm gonna walk it off.
Huh?
Got a situation here. I'm gonna walk it off.
What's that?
Is that from Fletch?
It's the pants.
You got a boner?
Exactly.
All right. See you
guys. Well,
like a little hand. Sky. Love
to
see you here, people.
Just trying to walk this off right now.
It's trying to walk this off.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. And she's like, you guys are excellent. You're just like, I piss excellence. You remember that?
We do that like, nanu, nanu. That's what I always do.
That was awesome.
Nanu, nanu.
That was awesome. Did you see the hear about the woman?
We are here about to play Grayson's birthday party. He's got people coming in from all over the town. A surprise party. He's about to come up the driveway. And it's going to be a surprise big time. You get to hear those moments before he arrives. Tension is mounting. Nervous laughter is heard. People are curious about how quiet they should be. Grayson apparently is someone who does not like surprises.
Okay, everybody, please be quiet. Let's make the surprise epic, everyone.
That is my friend V. Lee Corman. She and my friend, Chris Corman, did all the soundtrack for Black Pumpkin, did a lot of music for Bloody Bobby, is a co-founder of Kapow Intergalactic Film Festival. They are both here tonight. Here we go. Is mounting any minute now. It took a village to keep this secret. Also, as a side note, there's a guy here from Chicago dressed as Steve Zissou. Steve Zissou is from Life Aquatic. Tension is mounting. people flew in from all over the globe to be here today. The stars aligned. There is much discussion among the populace. The tribe is chattering, checking phones, stopping the recording of their devices, others starting back up again. I, however, appreciate these interims. They are part of the process, you see. This is part of the show. The Yachtly crew guys are now straightening the yellow stripe on their hats. Oh boy, here we go.
Crazy by
what, 710?
In 11 miles, take exit 18A on the left onto I-5 North.
What, 710?
Okay, babe, calm down. Listen to what he's saying.
I don't hear
understand?
It, babe, because they're talking.
Then turn it louder.
So, it's interesting that you're saying about this yes and stuff, because what it's doing is it's surrendering power to the ego. It's going, sorry, ego, you're not going to drive this ship. We're going to sort of let the higher mind move things along.
Right.
And
who says your idea is the only one? I mean, it's collaboration. It's all about collaboration. It doesn't
mean
that you're not invalid. It just means that someone else is taking what you've got and they're making it better.
Yeah, and allowing
without
for that.
Without you, they couldn't get to the better, right?
Yes.
So it's a collaboration.
Oh, my gosh. And it's such a great feeling. It's such a great vibe because, you know, we all like it when we are in our best element. And what's the way to get there is by either believing in ourselves, having friends who see that and high-five it, you know, and put their stamp of approval on it, co-sign on it, and go, do more of that. When you've got a tribe of people who are constantly and consistently tuning in, you know, let me just bring up the volume on the best version of yourself. Oh my God, and if everybody's doing that, whoa, things move and groove. Monty Python, you see that with those dudes. Holy cow. When you see those guys working together, you just know that they all just right. fall in love yeah. with each other's ideas.
There's such great chemistry, a lot of trust.
Yes.
A lot of respect. Just, yeah, that's how you know how it's hard to find that. I mean, magic, you know, when you just have chemistry with people, that you all just have so much love and respect for each other, and that's when magic happens.
Stay in the left four lane.
The thing is, people have to come to the table whole. I mean, and that's something that people, that's why, you know, you have to work on yourself. You have to work on yourself, you have to know your value, and what you bring to the table. Because if you walk in with a deficit, you're going to always try to prove yourself, and you're going to try to, and you're
what a great way of putting it.
You're going to be threatened by other people's possibilities.
Yes!
And try to quash them.
Right.
So that's why it's like I was telling you, like, as you raise your vibration, people are going to be afraid of you, and they're going to try to put you down because they don't understand. They're scared. They'll fall away from your life, and let them, because, you know, you're going to go, don't ever dim your light. Do you know what I mean? Don't
yeah.
ever vibrate lower to match somebody else. No.
Right.
They need to level up. And I'm loving
Yeah.
I'm loving
just to be congenial
yeah.
or nice or whatever.
Be
it's
great,
like.
Be great. Be who you are. And they have to level up. I'm sorry. But, like, I'm hearing so many stories lately of my friends who are in these situations where they're being hated upon because they're talented. And they're like, yeah, it's a problem because, you know, they're jealous of me and because I'm kicking ass. And I'm just like, well, don't act like you're worse. Like, they need to step up. Like, I mean, if I'm... It's funny because one of my buddies, he wants to join this choir. And he told me that, you know, he said the choir was not really that good. But it was still really good vibes and really, like, great people. And he said he wanted me to come. And he said that if, you know, you joined, it would really bring up the vibe of the space. And I said to him, but Jason, my soul... I love singing with people of all talent, skills, and whatever. I learn from everybody. But if I'm going to, you know, on my purpose right now, is I want to keep growing. I want to keep growing. So I want to be around people who are like, who push me to level up. Do you know what I mean? So I want to be at the highest level possible. Now, I don't want to always be the weak link, but I feel like being around great people will always constantly teach me, and I'll try to... You know, it'll push me to bring myself up, you know, and I want that. That's why it was hard. When he said that to me, it didn't resonate with my soul. Like, I was like, I don't mind singing with people every now and then, like, you know, but I always want to be around people who kick my ass. Like, I want to be higher and higher, you know? So that's why he was...
Well, what's interesting, too, is I feel like there would be no weak link sort of mindset when you're in a situation where... Everybody just really wants to see the best version of every
exactly.
single person within it,
right.
you know, and go, okay, you know what? I see that, you know, there you really are reaching for this. I want to grant you the access to that.
Right.
I want you to be able to feel free to be in that situation
right.
and encourage that more. And
right.
oof, it feels so good. It just feels so good when that happens.
It does. I think for myself as a teacher... Like, when I, like, you had your teacher too, so, you know, you get what I'm saying, but, like, when I, like, teach my students, and I just see them, like, popping, and really enjoying, and hearing what I'm saying,
yeah.
and they're improving,
yeah.
like, it makes me so happy, and when
oh
they're hard
God.
On themselves, like, it breaks my heart, and I have
yeah.
to get in there, and I have to say, please don't be hard on yourself.
Right, because you could see that they're trying to compare themselves to someone,
right.
it's like, no, just turn up the brightness on your own.
And the thing is, you're improving yourself in increments, and that's good. Like, and you're going to have days that are hard because you're tired or because of blah, 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 blah. But you'll come back and you'll nail it next time. You know, it's okay. Everyone has different abilities, and it doesn't mean anything. You just keep coming back, keep learning, keep growing. Trust me, the you know, you're going to have more wins than losses, or at least with me as a teacher, you know, because, you know, I'm always going to push my students, but I also want them to have a lot of wins. It's important for confidence.
Yeah, and, you know, and I feel a win comes in a place when they really feel unhinged. When a person feels, you know, when I feel just completely unhinged, boundless, purely, you know, where there are no killjoys or naysayers to be found, and only people going more and more and more of that, more and more and more of that. It just feels great. And when you've got you know, a little tribe of folks who are doing that for everybody else, oh my God, everybody just raises together. I've been so blessed and so spoiled going to Columbia College because I learned the art form of ensemble, where everybody, you know, if you've got three or four lines in a play, you're just as important as the person who has all these other lines, because why else would that person who has three or four lines be integrated into the play? Well, those,
you're heading 2.8 miles. Those, you're still on the fastest route.
You know, those three or four lines have something very important to do with the play. You know, that's why you're there, you know, and
I agree. I mean, even the big parts, you need those people. You need each other. That's why, like, I was telling Chris that even if someone gives
in
me
two miles,
a $20
take
tip
on the left
for me, and they point to me and it's for you, I'll still put it in the pot with my bandmates, because I wouldn't have that opportunity to shine unless they were playing behind me. Like, there would be no bed for me to jump off of. So that's why I'm like,
what a valuable way of looking at it. Because
I throw it back in the pot. Yeah, because I mean, I can't think without them. I don't get the opportunity to show what I can do. I mean, I can do an acapella, but it's more impressive with the energy of the people behind me. And it's those people who are scarcity thinkers that are draining. And that's why, I mean, like I told you, I'm seeing this healer. I'm seeing him like every week now. And like, it's so good for me because he's forcing me to practice. Because all of this thinking takes practice. It takes practice to not go down that negative route. Mm-hmm. It takes practice to convert worries into manifestations, into creations, into creating the life we want. And, you know, and it's so hard, right? But that's why you get to do it every day. And so it's
hard when it's come from a scarcity mindset, when
yes.
it's come from that Sisyphus climbing up, you know, pushing the rock up the mountain
yes.
kind of mindset, where it's like, oh, you have to be born a genius. You know what I'm... That's silly. Jimi Hendrix was not born with the guitar coming out of the womb. Freaking Einstein was not born with the blackboard and the chalk coming out of the womb,
exactly.
You know? It was all a series of, you know, just trying to tune in to be the best version of themselves. And having those people around them going, more of that, please, more of that, please. You know, and
right.
adding on to it, the yes and aspect.
Right. But the thing is, though, sweetie, but the thing, too, that I'm realizing as well is people have to be at least zero neutral. Because if they're a negative 10, because they're not wearing the gas, they're not wearing the oxygen mask, if they're not taking care of themselves, if they don't believe in themselves, if they don't nurture themselves, they have very little to give others. So I'm realizing that you can preach these kinds of things to people, but if they're, like, negative 10...
In 1.8 miles, keep left onto US 101 north towards Los Angeles.
They're going through hardship.
Absolutely.
And they cannot even hear it. So you gotta like encourage them. You know what? I know you're in a hard place. Just get yourself to a good place. Like, just get yourself stable. You know, just keep what you're doing and just trust that things are gonna be fine. They're gonna work out. And then when
yeah.
they get to zero, they're ready for more. But until then, they're just trying to fill up their tank.
Yeah.
You know, and.
Plus, because it's enforced on the media, and I mean, look at this. Just something as simple as sports, something as simple as, well, the military. Things where it's like us versus them. We gotta dominate you. We gotta be the best. Well, instead of we gotta be the best out of everybody, what if it was simply we gotta be just simply the best version of ourselves, which is tuning in to what we love the most, you know, our passions, our talents.
It's been so good, Kurt, because, like, I don't know, I was working, I was doing import, like, I was coordinating import for this one guy, and it was only supposed to be, like, a part-time job, Maybe they want you to take the 101.
Use the left two lanes to keep left on US 101 north towards Los Angeles.
Do you want to take the 101 north? They want you to be 101 north, yeah.
Oh, yeah, there it is. There's a sign.
So, and
keep left.
I was making really good money. Like, apparently the job that I have, like, if I could walk into any import company and make, like, $100,000,
in
right?
13 miles.
But
take exit 12C on Divine Land Avenue.
Like, it was supposed to be a part-time job so I could still continue to write and do music and stuff, but it ended up involving, and I was, like, working 40, 50 hours a week, again, making really great money, but just dying inside, dying. And so finally I created a way for me to make an exit and still have a severance. So that happened, and, like, literally, like I told you, I left that job, and, like, I wrote all these songs with Chris. I finished my script in 2 weeks. I just, it's crazy how much artistry has coming out of me, because my intention was, I mean, it was very clear. I'm glad that happened on a lot of levels. Like, I'm grateful that the universe provided for me and Chris, but it also made me realize that I am an artist. I need to be doing art.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm great at these things and I have those skills, but I have to get back to just making art.
I love what you did for Black Pumpkin. Thank you so much for adding your artistry to that soundtrack.
It was
it sounded so, it was such a joy to hear your voice, like, making its guest appearance throughout the film. Oh my God, that was great.
Thank you, babe.
That was so cool.
It was so much fun. We had a blast, and Chris and I are really enjoying this, and Chris too. This was the
you
fun
guys,
part.
It was so fun.
So Chris has evolved too, which is so beautiful to see, because he always wanted, because he and Ado worked together for 25 years. And then Ado is now a husband and has been a father of stepkids. And, you know, he's got stuff going on and he's got to care for his new family. So, and he lives far away. So he can't come to the studio all the time to make music with Chris like he used to. So Chris was kind of like, what the fuck? Because I've lost my partner and I like the two-person process. But he found himself at a crossroads where it was like, look, there's nobody around. So you have a choice. You can try to make music on your own, or you can wait for somebody to come through. Well, he was like, fuck this shit. I'm just going to start doing things. And he has. And, like, I input very little. I might throw, like, some kind of melody line, throw some chords or whatever. But this guy, he's been producing all these tracks all by himself. I'm so proud of him. And they're good. They're fucking good.
Well, the fact that you two are collaborating together, it's like, why not? You know, use the resources that are excited and amped up and on fire and moving and grooving. You know, you link up where the momentum is. You know, you move. You don't, it's like, why link up with the person who's sitting on their couch all the time? Link up with the person who's already out there doing marathons. You know, link up with the person who's like ready to go. Yes, yes.
But again, you have to be at that place where you're desperate enough to make a change. So that's what Dr. George was saying, the doctor that I'm seeing. He was explaining to me that you're neutral. Sometimes you plateau. When you're content, you also plateau. Like, that's why you always have to have a little bit of something that's pushing you. I mean, there's some people whose purpose is just to be content, and that's fine. But there's the rest of us who have, like, this fire that's always underneath the surface. It's almost like we're always being slow burn, you know, when something's going on.
Yeah.
And he said that, yeah, like, you want, especially as artists, we are artists. We
constantly
hungry. You know, and we need that. Like, even if things are good, we'll somehow cause problems for ourselves just so that we push ourselves to the next level.
So there's
level.
A challenge,
always,
right?
Yeah. There's always,
some,
like,
kind of obstacle to climb over or something.
Like I told you, like, when I was working that job, I had a lot of financial stability. It was a good job. And I was fucking miserable. I was just like, I was, like, so unhappy, and I said, and I had a conversation with God, and I was like, God, if this is seriously all you have left for me, if this is how I'm going to retire, then please strike me down with lightning right now, because there's no way. I cannot imagine that I'm going to be spending, like, the next 40 years of my life doing this shit. You know, it doesn't excite me, and so that's why I created all these scenarios that pretty much pushed me to be able to leave.
Oh
my
God,
but what's so sweet though is, so my boss and I, or my former boss and I, like, I finally, he took me and Chris to lunch, and I finally agreed to meet with him, because I was kind of pissed, even though I created it, I know I manifested it, but the way it ended, it was like, I was so frustrated with him, because I quit, but he let me go. It was like a mutual thing.
Mm.
But it was like, I was so frustrated with him for not fighting for me because I was right.
Oh.
And he couldn't because of his own personal flaw, and he admitted to it. He is just like, yeah, you know, I can't give you what you need, so because I have a problem. And I'm just like, well, then you're going to hurt.
See.
You're going to suffer. So when we finally went to lunch, like 2 months later, he told me that things were just kind of falling apart at the office, and he made a mistake, and he realized how right I was and how valuable I was to him on so many levels. He was just like, yeah, you were always right. And so that's why, I mean, I'm not coming back. I think he was trying to fish to see if I might come back. He's gonna fire the other girl. But I was like, I'm happy. I wrote the script. My husband's gonna, we're gonna start like trying to shop it, or at least try to produce it, something with it. We're making music. I'm managing a dance studio. I'm busy. I can't.
How cool.
Can't come back, you know? And there's a lot of synchronicities.
Oh my God. I love hearing that.
So that's why, I mean, like when you were telling me these things, I just wanted to, you know, I just felt like I needed to share. Oh, and that's the thing too, because he was asking me so much, and I had just seen Dr. George that day before I had lunch with him. And so, oh, sorry, the day before. So, like, I had a lot of things to share, too, with him. Like, I had learned, and I was like, he was like saying, I'm a warrior, you know, V, I'm a warrior. And I'm like, see, Dana, same thing. He has a lot of health issues. He's not depressed because he is living his life purpose. His life purpose is to be successful with his business. He's very inspired by it. That makes him feel like shit in his life. But he's, like, physically not well.
Mm.
And I'm convinced that it's because of pent-up emotions, repressed emotions, and just trying to hold everything together for everybody. And that takes a toll on you physically. So, you know, I was telling him, like, as a warrior, you're wasting your energy. You have a limited amount of energy. And you're seriously going to waste it on worrying. You're good, because what you do when you worry is you create a negative outcome that doesn't exist. So, again... you know, you're
like, why not concoct a possibly awesome outcome? Why is that why is that the default mode within people to create the... so they feel better if that doesn't happen?
Exactly.
Is that what that is?
Exactly.
It's like, well, at least that shitty thing didn't happen. Wow. But then it's still a weird subpar victory.
Because your ego is trying to protect you. Because it hurts when you fail.
The fight or flight
hurts, is what it comes down to. Right. It hurts when you fail.
Yeah.
Because we're social creatures, it's so important because we need to be look good in each other's eyes. That when we fail, we are so afraid of looking each other bad in each other's eyes because it's part of our survival. We think it's part of our survival because if we look bad at somebody else, it will decrease our chances for survival, you know, because we'll be the pariah, you know. So that's why when we worry or we think of the worst case scenario, I mean, it's important to do that sometimes because you got to be ready to plan A, plan B, blah, blah. But the thing is, you have to. Again, brain dump, because it's natural to feel fear. It's natural to worry. So brain dump. Brain dump your worries. Brain dump your fears. And then on the second piece of paper, clean piece of paper, every point, you're going to create what you want. And that's your fear. Now create what you want.
So you're supplementing it. You're going, okay, let's throw out that and let's supplement it with something that makes you feel much better, a possible outcome.
Yeah, absolutely. And focus on that. And then when you go do your workout because your body needs exercise, that's when you take your affirmations with you. You create the outcome you want. And it's, of course, it's very hard. And you're going to have challenges. And you're going to be like, God, why is this happening? And just, what is it? I learned something awesome the other day. Honor the struggle. Which I thought was pretty, you know, like really went along the line of everything, because the struggle is where you find what you're made of, or it forces you to make a change, you know? So you have to, like, when you're struggling, you have to also know, like, what is this teaching me?
Yeah.
What can I learn from this? And, you know, is it exercising the muscle that I haven't had and I need to have for something wonderful that's coming? So, you know,
and what's fun too is during that process is going,
what are things that I do like about this? What are the things that I do connect with on this? And, you know, what are the values of this? So you're not only left with the idea of that it's a struggle. You know, like you're falling underwater and you got cement shoes. You know, like, what are the good vibes about this? Well, heck, I might grow some gills and I'll just start breathing underwater. You know, or oh, it's just an illusion. Or, you know, it's interesting, when I would substitute teach the kids, and I'm not a fan of math, but in these math classes, I'd say, okay, you guys, let's work through this together. And, you know, I want you to just zoom in on this stuff and really try to find the fun. To find out whatever is fun about this.
Right.
View it like it's a fun video game or puzzle or something.
Yeah.
You know, find some way of making it fun.
Right.
And so it's not this foreign object that you gotta battle. It's not something that you gotta go, ah! You know, you don't gotta try to stab it or kill it. It's like, okay, how do we be friends?
Yes.
Because once
because
you're
you
friends
it. It's
with
a tool.
It.
It's a tool.
Yeah.
It's a tool for life. And that's the thing that I just, with kids, I wish that we could change things, because kids, everybody needs to know why you need it. Like, why do I need this? And that's why you need to give them real life applications. Like, just be like, okay, all right, you want to know why percentages are so
miles,
important.
Take exit 12,
well,
onto Vineland
Avenue.
So
there's something you want to buy that you're saving your money for. Like, what's
oh, yeah.
the...
Oh, this is good. You're good. I'll let you know when it's time to turn or anything.
Like, say there's an item you want. It's $100. But you only have $20. Now, what percentage discount do you have to wait for sale?
That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah. Real life application.
For it to work for you. Right, yeah.
Just,
in your favor. In a,
yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know. I what I enjoyed, people say they don't need college, and I agree. Some people don't need college, but I do think all students need the opportunity to share ideas and have discussions and think outside the box. Problem solving, and not just math, but like literally, like just situations. Say you're at a job and you have a customer.
Oh, yeah, you get off at Lancashire.
Yeah. Like, you have a customer that's frustrated because blah 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 blah. You know, these are just things you gotta fix stuff. Like, what do? You know, these are all like real life applications.
Right.
And thinking outside the box. And I just feel like kids who don't go to college, unless they are already and just come from a family that likes to debate, I find that those candidates, well, because I do a lot of hiring, I find like people who don't have access to free thinking outside the box, they're not good problem solvers. Like, they get stuck.
You know, it might be good for them to read, like, all of the Sherlock Holmes stories, for instance.
Yeah.
Get down to the deductive reasoning, you know.
But you can see on your left side, baby. If no one's coming, then you make it
It's
right.
interesting because I...
Be careful, babe.
There was an article that I read about all of the musicians and actors who had dropped out of high school. And all they did was they simply followed their highest passions. They followed their joys and excitements. You know, and that was like the key to it. You know, and it's funny because then, when you think about that,
in 1.4 miles, right onto Vineland Avenue.
Problem solvers, as it is.
Well, but the funny thing is, like, the problem solving of everything is just simply following our highest joys and excitements. Because when we do that, yeah.
But actors, you guys, because when you're trained as an actor,
yeah, this is good. This is good.
The process of improvising is high level thinking. It is truly high level thinking. It's thinking on your feet. It's creating, fixing problems. That is the equivalent of debate. You know? That's why litigators are actually would probably be great actors. They're
well,
good performers.
And trusting in the process of something unfolding, and trusting that when you're following your joys and your excitements, what's happening is your higher mind is giving you all kinds of all those omens, all the beautiful stuff we're talking about, synchronicities, coincidences, deja vu, all that razzmatazz. It's giving you all those omens, you know, the owl that flies down on top of the billboard sign and whatnot, you know, all those little signs that go, you know what, because you're following your highest choices and excitements, here's another thing that leads you even closer to what really resonates with you. And it's interesting.
In 1 mile, bear right onto Vineland Avenue.
Because by teaching from that sort of gamma teaching from the higher mind, which is outside of the matrix that we're being taught within, which is the competition, which is the, you know, the scarcity mindsets, you know, not being taught abundance, for instance, because abundance is everywhere for everything.
And it shows up in strange ways. Like, you may not have money to go on a vacation, but if you just focus on being a happy, wonderful person, someone, your friend or your family member with money is going to be like, I want to go on a vacation. I know you don't have money. I'm paying for everything. Yes, you go. Because that's something that has happened to me and Chris. Like, we don't go on vacations because we haven't been able to afford to go on them. But my sister and brother, just because they love spending time with us, they have money, so they constantly invite us on free fucking five-star vacations. That's what I mean by currency. Like, your currency is not just money. It's who
right.
you are. And then
yeah.
you just be a joy, and you'll see people give you things. Like, we get given shit all the time, but we also give shit. Like, we give stuff. You know, because I'm just like, I've got it. I'm going to give it to you. Well, people give to me. You know, it's just, that's what I'm saying. It's like abundance doesn't, it's not just what it's in your pocket. It's
yeah.
literally, it's just be, you, who you are is currency.
Yeah.
Who you are is currency.
I've been thinking so much about this recently. There was a quote that I was reading about William Burroughs. There's this book that I have, and it's all about positivity and all these great quotes. Now, some of them are about struggle, and some of them are, oh, it's going to be hard work. But then there are those, like, William Burroughs, where he's like, you know what, you know, just keep your credit clean,
yeah.
so to speak.
Yeah,
you, who you are, because that becomes currency. That
yeah.
becomes something of value.
Right.
And it's amazing what you're saying right now, because it's like, it's great, because it's...
Oh,
yeah, go ahead and get in this lane if you can.
Oh, shit.
No, that's okay. No one's behind you. You get in this lane. We're gonna be going. We're gonna be going along the side.
This car.
Oh yeah, you get behind here if you want. Yeah, so you can go along there. Yeah, very good, very good. It's so amazing you're talking about this stuff that you're talking about, because as I continue to just believe that the higher mind will continue to feed me the next thing that just fits closely to my highest choice and excitements.
I'm
like, this situation that happened tonight is something I dreamed of happening, but I didn't dream that it would happen in this particular way, you know? And that's what's so beautiful. It still happened. It happened in its own way. I gave it the opportunity to design it how it wanted
Absolutely.
To do it.
You were just like, you know, just following
All right,
your love,
keep going.
Your bliss, and,
yes.
You know, just thinking of the people you care about. And I'm really happy
turn
that you're
turn right onto Morrison Street,
because
then the destination
also,
is on your left.
That's what I'm manifesting for this year. I'm
yeah.
also baby on my board.
Oh yeah.
Hey,
perfect.
I'm manifesting yeah, that too. That
the destination
I
is on your left. 10939 Morrison Street.
Just like manifesting that there will be abundance for us. That there's going to be opportunities, and that
yes.
I'm going to be able to get
Arrive.
Jobs. Take care of them, and that's what I want.
Oh my
them.
God, and all those unexpected circumstances that no limited human mind
yeah.
could ever comprehend, mm-hmm. all of those are going to swoop in and just constantly surprise us.
Absolutely.
Oh my God, I just love it.
Love
V,
you
are
so
good.
So much,
thank
babe.
You for everything. Oh my God. This
again.
Was so
we'll
great.
We'll
this
oh,
was so great. You guys, oh, they're so fun. Oh, yeah, that's right, Mike. This was great.